Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Atrum Coal Limited Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. The speakers will present their opening remarks, followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key, followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Andy Caruso, CEO. Please go ahead.
Welcome to the Atrum Coal Investor Conference Call. So my name is Andy Caruso, and I'm the CEO of Atrum Coal. I'm joined by my two colleagues today, Daniel Campbell, our Chief Geologist, and Tai Zahir, our Vice President, Marketing and Business Development. Today provides an opportunity for questions and answers and to discuss the 2020 exploration program and the recent coal quality results for our 100% owned ELAN project in southern Alberta, Canada. You can start lodging your questions for the moderator to pass on to us. Specifically, I wanted to refer to our announcements on the 29th of June, which was the 2020 drill program, and on the 1st of July, the Isolation South coal quality. To quickly summarise those announcements, major field activities are underway at Isolation South, encompassing a 147-hole drilling program, which is 115 rotary air blast holes, 32 large diameter core holes. We're doing further coal quality and washability testing, geotechnical drilling, hydrogeological drilling and studies, environmental monitoring, and seismic and topographical surveys. Drilling is focused on infilling and extending Isolation South, which is our northernmost deposit, particularly the northern zone, where 108 million tonnes of inferred resource was excluded from the scoping study. We're now targeting 200 million tonnes plus of indicated resource in Isolation South by Q4 2020, and this will enable us to underpin the PFS and to convert to coal reserves. Detailed clean coal and coking characteristics test work has been completed on composite coal samples from four large diameter cored holes at Isolation South in early 2020. The results we obtained are commensurate with the typical ranges observed at Atrum's ELAN South deposit, as well as nearby Teck Resources Elk Valley production complex. And the outcomes provide strong evidence of Tier 1 hard coking coal quality at Isolation South. Talking through our goals in 2020-2021. Firstly, to upgrade the resource at Isolation South based on drilling and coal quality test work as stated, and to get us up above that 200 million tonne indicated resource as I stated earlier. Secondly, to complete environmental baseline studies, including the hydrogeological and geotechnical drilling, and this will provide invaluable data and input into the pre-feasibility study. We're also intending in 2020-2021 to complete a pre-feasibility study to define the optimum asset configuration and production rate for the ELAN project. And upon completion of that pre-feasibility study, we'll begin plans to finalise the project description and impact assessment for submission to the regulator in 2021. In summary, the ELAN project is a rare opportunity for investors to participate in the development of a long life Tier 1 hard coking coal asset in a favourable jurisdiction and close to existing infrastructure with spare capacity. 454 million tonnes of coal resource exists across our tenements. We have shallow, thick seams, which are readily open pittable. We're located in a proven low-cost mining region adjacent to the Teck complex with Grassy Mountain to the south. Our coal quality results demonstrate strong clean coal attributes including favourable rank, low ash, low sulphur and phos, and high CSR. We're proximate to rail access and to the West Coast ports with surplus capacity. And in our scoping study completed in April, our cash operating cost estimates place ELAN in the lower second quartile of the global export coking coal cash cost curve. So we'll now answer questions that have been submitted.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Andrew Hines from Shaw and Partners. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Andy. Look, a couple of things. So when you've completed this drilling this year and you hopefully achieve that upgrade in the Isolation South resource, are you intending to update the numbers in the scoping study and re-release that, or are you going to wait until the include all that in the PSS later in 2021?
Andrew, if it makes sense to update the scoping study, we will. So, through the course of the second half of this year, we're looking at the various options, asset configurations for the development of the project. And look, if broadly we're seeing alignment from the scoping study with that direction, then updating the scoping study with the new resource information may make sense. So we're certainly considering that option for Q4 this year.
And with the drilling program, I think it's pretty clear, you're just focusing on Isolation South, right? You're not going to be doing any drilling anywhere else, i.e. Down at Elan or any other of the sort of deposits that you've got around, just Isolation South?
Just Isolation South. Look, Elan South is very important, and as part of the overall portfolio, our focus very much is on Isolation South, given its expected low strip ratio. It does present as the obvious deposit and location for commencement of operations, but Elan South, a lot of work done there, good coal quality. It would complement Isolation South and could potentially give us opportunity to expand production rate and for blending as well in future years.
Okay, great. Just a final one from me and I'll pass on. So your neighbours to the south, Grassy Mountain, I think originally they were hoping by about now to have had permits in place and be up and going. Obviously that's been delayed a little bit through COVID and some reasons. I presume you're in regular contact with them, and have you got an update for us on how you think they're travelling and what when we would expect them to potentially be getting going?
Look, what we see is based on the release from the Joint Review Panel is that the public hearing for their permitting will be in October this year. So we're seeing some really positive signs and signals from the regulator. That public hearing is on the basis that the regulator has obtained all the necessary information from the proponent, as in Riversdale or Benga. So that all bodes well. Given sort of prescribed federal application review timelines, we think it's reasonable to expect that the review will be completed and decision made by Q1, Q2, 2021. So obviously Riversdale would be very keen to get that permitting and get up and going, in 2021. We keep a close eye on those developments, and clearly Grassy's permitting will be a great catalyst for Elan and for Atrum.
Indeed. Oh, great. Thanks, Sandy. I'll pass on.
Your next question comes from Brett McKay from Petra Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gents. Just wanted to get a better sense for how you're thinking on the larger potential of the area. Maybe a question for Dan from an exploration perspective. Clearly, this program has made a very strong start, through a lot of holes quite early on. Do you think there's the potential for the program to expand out later in the season to have a look at some of the areas that there's coal there, but not a lot of work has yet been done? Just keen to better understand how you're thinking about the longer term play as to understanding the larger scale potential of your tenement package.
Yeah, Brett, I'll make some comments and then I'll hand over to Dan. So we've currently got a total of 454 million tonnes on the lease, and that's within a 40-kilometre delineated coal strike extent. So there's significant parts of the tenure that's been undrilled or underdrilled. So there's been mapped coal extents, you know, stretching well beyond the resource envelope. So yes, we see real potential. I think at the moment, though, it's the focus is getting isolation south into the indicated and measured categories to underpin the PFS. That's clearly the key for us and underpin that business case and get permitting going. But certainly, you know, in future year or years, we can look at the full potential of the lease. So, Dan, did you want to add any more to that?
Yeah, it's a pretty good summary, Andy. I mean, ultimately, from the geology point of view, it's pretty easy to find where the coal's at within our tenures, and we know of certain areas that are very highly prospective to add tons into any sort of mining scenario, especially once you have a centralized wash plant infrastructure corridor that can handle that as a centralized hub for the entire valley. But we definitely have projects down the line that can add to the significance of the overall scope of what we're working towards right now.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Dan. And just maybe while you're there, just to comment on, obviously, the progress has been, you know, quite good with the RAB drilling, and I assume you'll be getting your core rigs in quite shortly. So the start-up of the program this year has, you know, been relatively smooth, and you expect it to remain that way?
Yeah, the program's been going without a hitch so far, and we're you know, we're not getting any unexpected results or anything like that, and we already have corn rigs on site, and the coal looks just as we would expect it to look from the other locations within our projects that we've cored. So, yeah, the results to date have been optimistic, and we look forward to sharing that with the market shortly.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so just to add to that, Brett, so we're currently reviewing the results, the logs, and, you know, with a view of updating the market in the coming weeks.
All right, thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Matt Keane from Argonaut. Please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Just a quick one on the actual yield there. In the results for the wash bill yesterday, you had coke yield, which I'm assuming is the wash coal yield. That's pretty high. It's around about 76 and 79 from the two results you've got versus, I think, it was 60% in the scoping. And I think Elk Valley is running about 60 to 70% yield from their operations. Given that variability, and that can have a big impact on, you know, your post-wash infrastructure and logistics, are you doing much more work, and what are you sort of expecting you're going to get in terms of yield base coming out of isolation south?
Thanks for the question, Matt. So yeah, the scoping study was based on 60%. We think that's a conservative yield based on the ash chemistry and so forth. The work we're doing this year and yielding up to around about another 6 ton of core, and we'll put that align that with the mine planning work to see, you know, how we need to blend to make product and looking at what the yield will come out of those coal blends, which will basically replicate the mine plan. So we need to do further work. The early work, this test work from the four holes at Isolation South was encouraging, but I'll let Ty expand a bit more on that question, Matt. But we certainly feel that it's conservative, and, you know, we can do better than 60% yield. So
thanks, Andy. Matt, thank you. Very observant indeed. There's a tiny correction there, but you have actually noticed the numbers correctly, very correctly, 76 and 78%. But those are not coal yields. That's coke yield. You were referring to Table 4, correct?
Correct, yes.
Right. Those are coke yields. A certain amount of coal goes into the coke oven, and out comes coke. and that's a coke yield. But you're very, very correct in terms of the coal yield out of the prep plant to determine the saleable mass quantity of clean coal. It will be about 60 to 65%, which is very, very typical of the Elk Valley coal, especially in the operating zone, Teck coal mines.
Okay, so just to follow up, so with these initial four tests, did you do clean coal yields on those? I suppose, and just a further extension, is there anything sort of funny you see in these, maybe sort of puggy clays or anything which may impact the wash plant compared to what you're seeing down there in Elan South?
None whatsoever. The numbers that we're seeing, the performance of the coal, remember, this is on a small sample and a lab scale test. They're all replicating the same findings that we noticed at Elan South. Same good coal quality. I won't go into detail, but same ash chemistry, same ash contents. Very, very easy to predict the outcome, clean coal outcome.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will now pause momentarily if anyone else wishes to register. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Brett McKay from Petra Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, guys, just a quick follow-up one. On your environmental monitoring, can you just walk us through what you need to do there and the time it takes to get the proper amount of data for your submission on the environmental side?
Yeah, thanks, Brett. So we've commenced a comprehensive baseline program at Isolation South, and there's a multitude of work and disciplines, aquatic, terrestrial, geotech, geochemical, and hydrogeological. So, you know, what we're looking at there is to augment the data we've collected over the past 2 years regionally, a lot of that from Elan South, and we'll evaluate all the data following this field season. So I think what we're looking to do is get across the seasons, compile that data, align it and confirm that, you know, to the project footprint. So this goes in hand, Brett, with the PFS and the configuration of infrastructure, location of coal plants and et cetera. So, you know, it's making sure early on we get clarity around that baseline and all that footprint. And, you know, so at the moment we're taking a very broad sweep across the whole region, but then we can, once we, you know, narrow down, we can confirm if there's any additional work. But look, we feel we will have all the information necessary for the submission of the impact assessment to the regulator by early half 2 2021 would be after the PFS is completed. So we're pretty happy with how that's progressing at the moment, and you know, we've got a great team of world-class consultants working with us on advancing that program. Many of those consultants have worked on the adjacent grassy project, so there's certainly a lot of learnings we can take from that as well.
How applicable or how different are the requirements Isolation South relative to Elan South as to the last couple of years worth of data you've collected around Elan South? Is that still useful for the work you're doing at Isolation South, or is it sort of back to starting that work again for Isolation South?
It is useful. I think it actually gives us, a strong regional sense. It's also the results of that have enabled us to sort of fine-tune our focus for Isolation South. So it's all very valuable and useful data that becomes part of a cumulative submission. And of course, we've got infrastructure that will go past Elan South. So it's all readily usable once we look at the overall impact assessment. So.
Okay. Thanks for that, Andy.
Thanks, Brett.
There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Caruso.
Yeah, thanks. Look, I'm happy to wait another minute or two. I appreciate everyone's time today. And, as summarised, we will intend to update the market in the coming weeks with the results from the initial part of the Isolation South RAB program. And, looking forward to advancing through 2020 with our baseline studies and our overall drill program, and including the large diameter core for coal quality. In the future month as well, we'll be looking forward to updating on the PFS plan and schedule as well, and just our overall strategy and approach to that to again converge on a optimum production rate and asset configuration for the project and to underpin our permitting. So it's an exciting second half for us. Things are going well. And again, appreciate everyone's time today. So I don't see any further questions.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.